This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An arraignment this morning for Luigi Mangione. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
Luigi Mangione awaiting a Monday arraignment in New York on a state charge of murder as an act of terrorism for killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He's also facing federal charges that could carry the death penalty. The 26-year-old was returned to the city Thursday in shackles and an orange jumpsuit surrounded by heavily armed police. Mayor Eric Adams.
This act of terrorism and the violence that stems from it is something that would not be tolerated.
Prosecutors cited entries in Mangione's notebook as evidence. The target is insurance because it checks every box. Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden is commuting the sentences of most of the inmates on federal death row. Those sentences will now be life without parole. The president says the death penalty should not be a punishment the federal government uses. President-elect Trump's comments about the Panama Canal are drawing fire from Panama's president. The AP's Donna Warder.
In a speech in Phoenix on Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump suggested that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal, saying the United States foolishly ceded it and that the U.S. is now paying ridiculous, highly unfair fees to use it.
This complete ripoff of our country will immediately stop. It's going to stop.
Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino says the Panama Canal is Panama's. Every square meter of the Panama Canal and its surroundings belongs to Panama and will continue to belong to Panama. I'm Donna Warder.
Air travel is expected to shatter the record this holiday season, but most of us are traveling by car. This is AP News. The IRS is sending money to some taxpayers, but don't get your hopes up yet.
About 1 million taxpayers will automatically receive special payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks. The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Lawmakers in Washington are seeking to ban new sales of Chinese-made drones, arguing they could be used to spy on Americans. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.